When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lately, I've really been focused on spicing up my sex life. I want it spicy. And Dame Products has helped me do just that. And that's why we want to thank Dame Products for being a sponsor of the show. They've been a great partner, and we love their products. Please check them out and get 10% off when you use code COCKTAILS. And now, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Crimel Punch. The ingredients you need is a cup of crushed ice, a half a cup of apple juice, a half cup of elderflower, 2 tablespoons of gin, just 2 tablespoons, 1 cinnamon stick, a half a cup of Prosecco, and some thinly sliced green apples for decor. So you're going to place 3/4 cup cocktail glasses in the freezer for 5 minutes to chill. Then you're going to place the ice, the apple juice, the elderflower, the gin, and the cinnamon stick in a cocktail shaker. Cover and shake for 1 minute. Strain that mixture into a chilled glass. Top off with the Prosecco. Decorate with the apple slice and enjoy a Crimel Punch.
Is that what y'all have for Christmas?
A Crimel Punch?
Mm-hmm. No, I just had some wine.
Oh, what is cloudy apple juice?
I actually don't know. That's why I just left off the cloudy. I was like, what is cloudy apple juice?
I wonder. If y'all know, leave a comment or let us know. I'm curious.
Why is it cloudy?
Because that sounds dirty. I'm just like, why is it cloudy? Anyway, welcome back to Cocktails or Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
So this week, we actually have a guest with us today.
We do. Her name is Dr. Canary. I met you... I met you through Chef
Rocky.
Why'd I forget his name? I hope you don't listen. And remember we both went there when they were recording something, and then we both ended up working together, and then we followed each other on Instagram, and I didn't know that you actually listened to Cocktails.
I do. Obsessed.
So when I reached out to her to come on the show, she was like, I listened to the show. Are you serious? I was like, yeah, girl, bring that ass here.
Yep. Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited.
So we'll dive into Dr. Canary in a little bit. Kiki and I have a couple ads, and then we'll play a game with you. And
And before the ads, let me remind you guys to sign up for Patreon. Remember, we have bonus episodes every single week. It's just patreon.com/cocktails. And we have a lot of exciting things coming in 2022. Mm. And patrons get the first dibs. Yes, first dibs. We have some stuff coming out, some announcements to make, and they will know first.
It'll be
plus the bonus content.
It'll be exciting. Also, in 2022, y'all, I'm going to Morocco. We got Paradise and Vibe, Morocco. It's a wellness retreat. You can come solo. You can bring your girlfriends. You can bring your bae. If you ain't never been to Morocco, if you've been to Morocco, you need to be there. Go to paradiseandvibe.com. Sign up because we are selling out quick. You also want to make sure that you are stocked up on your... sexual pleasure toys, because some of us, we don't have no man, and we not getting penetrated by penises with heartbeats. We gotta get toys, and it's okay. Don't be ashamed of it. There are some amazing toys that Dame Products has to offer. They got creams. They have a nice little anal numbing cream if you want to try out.
I don't, but what I do want to try out is the little toy. I always talk about this one, and I forget to order it every time I leave, but it has like these little arms. It's just like a strong arm pussy toy, and and it goes around your labia, so you don't have to hold the toy. You can scroll for a new video in your hand, and you can, you know, or
and
you
that
can be
sounds
recording
amazing.
Yourself.
I have carpal tunnel, so that sounds great for like
yeah. You could or you could just lay back and enjoy like a snow angel.
Wow, that sounds like the love of my life. You guys go to DameProducts.com. Use code cocktail COCKTALES to get you a nice little discount and order your toys.
Mm-hmm. All right, and also. If, you know, you're sad because Christmas came and tomorrow's December 31st and you did not meet your deadline and, you know, you're really just reevaluating your whole life, don't just sit there and talk to your homegirls who told you this was a good idea. Talk to a licensed professional yes. over at Talkspace.com. And if you actually go to Talkspace.com/cocktails, you'll get a discount. You'll get $100 off your first month of therapy.
And you guys... Therapy is trending now. So, like, whether you think you need it or you think you don't need it, you need it. This is...
Because your homegirl's tired of hearing your problems.
Your homegirls, your homeboys, your boyfriends, your sisters, your mom. They're like, when are you going to make a change? We're here to tell you, make the change today.
Make the change before they do an intervention.
Yeah.
Okay?
And how and then you're going to be embarrassed.
And you're going to be on TV when all you got to do is pull out your phone, skip Instagram, go to Talkspace. There's an app. Just go ahead and sign up. It really is great.
Yeah, and like I said last week, if you have a group chat, just go ahead and drop the link in the group chat. Spice up your group chat. They're going to be like, who needs that? You do. Click it.
All right. Well, maybe not do it like that if you want to keep your friends. Okay, and last but not least, okay, so the new year is about to start. If you're listening to this on time, if you're not, the new year has started, and we know how we do in January. Everybody get brand new.
Everybody got these lists of things they trying to accomplish. Everybody trying to lose weight.
Yes. And everybody is trying to stay in the house, save money. We've got these goals. Everybody buying mansions by the end of the year. Yeah. Y'all got deadlines. I got deadlines.
Everybody trying to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. You guys, Green Chef is your answer.
Yeah. It's going to be so much easier because with all of the new goals that you have set for yourself, you probably don't have time to be going to the grocery store. And it's cold outside. Who want to go to the grocery
store? Planning out your meals. Sometimes you'd be like, what do I want to eat? I always pick spaghetti. And it's like, bitch, pick something.
Grow up. Yeah. There's so many other meals and so many different flavors, vegetables,
fruits,
protein.
Seasonings.
I've tried a lot of different seafood items from Green Chef mm-hmm. that I wouldn't even think to pick up or I might not see in the local grocery store.
They sent me a Mediterranean meal and mm-hmm. That's just naturally something I wouldn't pick. I wouldn't be like, let me make a Mediterranean dish. And they sent me like some Mediterranean seasonings that I didn't use all of because I was like, let me save some of this.
Sometimes they do give you a little extra.
Yeah. And they really have a variety of different kits that you can pick from, balanced, keto, vegan, vegetarian. It's exciting. And you mm-hmm. can act like you cooked for your bae when you did, but
you did, because you do have to cook these meals. They are not pre-cooked. Yeah. It's not a microwave
thing. It's just a kit and you still got to cook it, but Green Chef came up with the idea for you.
And they're going to have the ingredients, the measurements, everything is going to be there. So it's almost foolproof. Just make sure you read the instructions on the oven and stovetop instructions. So you need to go to greenchef.com/cocktails125. Use code cocktails125, that's COCKTALES 125, and you will get $125 off your subscription, and it includes free shipping.
And Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. Little flex.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dr. Canary, psychiatrist and sex therapist, CEO of Mind, Body, and Sex. Most of your clients are Black males. We'll dive into
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely. They are, which is very exciting. I get a lot of insight into what men like and what men want.
What they like.
Girl.
Give me, let's go to the check.
Where they at?
But you know what? Well, I want to teach
about what too, men... Let's not forget.
What about what women want, though? That's the thing. There's a lot of people out there already that speak about what men want. We're already taking classes, learning how to flip on the penis, learning how to do backflips, cook. But it's like, what do we want?
Well, I can tell them what I want. I just wanted some insight.
But somebody's got to teach them. Who's out there teaching these men what we want? Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Because they don't care.
You know what they do, though? That is what I've learned.
What do they say?
So a lot of men say that they are actually very insecure about pleasing their women and their size. Those are the top two things
their
I get.
That's like when they ask you the question, like, what are some of your flaws when you're in an interview? And you're like, I'm just too early all the time. Like, your size?
Yeah, their dick size. Think about what we said. Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking they're too big.
No, too small.
How many inches?
They're not sure what women want. They're like, am I too big? Am I too small? But most is, am I too small?
Yeah.
Are they? Do they ever pull out their...
Girl, I would... No, they better not.
That's a whole lawsuit. Okay. Your whole mouth dropped.
I mean, I've gotten a couple pictures in my DMs, and they're like, oh, what is this? What is this bump? What do you think this is? I'm like, please go to your primary care physician.
Right, you're a psychiatrist. It's like,
please go to your primary care physician.
We have some other issues to talk to you about, sir.
Right.
Okay.
So we're going to play a quick game with you.
Okay.
It's called I'm Curious to Know.
Ooh.
You want to go first, Kiki?
Sure. Okay. When is the last time you had sex?
Oh, gosh.
Yep, jumping out the gate with it.
Oh, my goodness. I was not expecting that. 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, that's... I thought you were about to be like, last night.
I wish.
You celibate.
It's a long distance.
Girl, shut up. Wendy was telling people she was on a detox, and she was like not having sex for a day. Don't just celibate, girl.
It's a long distance relationship.
Okay, the next one. What would you rate your oral sex skills?
10.
Oh, you didn't even think about it.
I've been practicing.
You had to teach us
some
tricks.
I've practiced.
Because I'm a 10 on some days and then I'm a 4 on others.
I feel you on that because sometimes bitch be tired.
My jaws be like,
you know, I just recorded 3 episodes today.
I won't even do it if I'm tired. You got to bring your A game every single time.
And I can't suck dick like right after we ate dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it. I'm
We've both thrown up on dicks before.
Multiple times.
We don't need to do that.
Yeah, whole meal just right there.
We were also very drunk. It wasn't about food.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow. So it was more about the alcohol. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. What is your example of a good first sext text?
Ooh, a good first sext text. I would say, first of all, it has to be, I'm big into building up anticipation.
Okay.
So it would have to be, I don't want no nudes from guys. I'm not really into that. It have to be something also romantic, though. So
you're
like,
starting the sex.
Yeah.
What are you telling him?
Oh, me? Yeah. I'm starting it.
You're starting
Ooh,
it.
What would you say? On that. I would definitely say something like, can't wait to see you tonight, or I would send a sexy picture.
Oh, so you don't want him to send you no pictures, but you can send a picture.
Yeah, I would definitely send a picture or a video just to get him.
If you send a video, what you doing in the video?
Nothing too much. Just like maybe some lingerie, but like have a robe over it. Because men, even though they like to see us butt naked, they like to build up that anticipation. Mm-hmm. So if he just sees like the lace kind of poking out with the breast perky. So not too much. Not butt naked.
Maybe that's where I'm fucking up. Because I'd be like one leg in the air.
Here's my vulva.
You ready for this time?
No, you got to build up that anticipation. You gotta
I already fucked him. He already know what it is. You ready to hit this?
But they still
What's
like
up?
It.
You
they
want this or like no?
Okay, you ready? Are you ready to dive in?
Okay. What is your favorite body part on a man?
This is kind of weird, but I love the forearms and shoulders.
That's not weird, bitch. Mine is ankles.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That is weird. I do like the forearms, especially when they tap.
Oh, and that little vein come out.
In the vein. I like when a guy has good veins.
Oh, and I like when they have on those little tight tees, but not the too tight ones. Them little V-neck white tees, and it's just like slightly cupping.
I like them when they got diamonds around their neck.
Oh, me too. Okay, because they got money.
Men be so
They got money. They really do. And they don't even know it sometimes. And I like when they don't know
it. Oh, I say that all the time. I love those.
I don't be meeting the ones that don't know it. These niggas be cocky than a motherfucker. And it pisses me off.
It's very rare that you meet one that doesn't know it. But when you do, it's like, oh, you're my
Where y'all meeting at? The library.
I feel like women be hyping these men up. That's the problem. I feel like we are the issue. Like, stop hyping these men up. Don't let them know. Because they're getting a big head now.
Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, they want to be treated like bad bitches. And it's a
Well, I don't know about that part, but I'll give a compliment when a compliment is due. Because sometimes niggas do be fine, and I'm just
niggas
like, I'm going to tell you.
And they smell
and
good.
And that's fine. But, like, don't hype them up too much. Don't hype them up too much.
We won't. Last one. Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Mm.
I think I'm too territorial to have one. But I'm all for them. You know, I teach guys how to speak to their partners about having one. A lot of guys are like, how do I ask my partner for one. So we go through the basics of that, tips on how to ask for a threesome. But I have personally never had one. I feel like I might get in a fight if I do.
Oh, we don't want that.
You already know your limit.
Yeah. Right.
What do you tell them as far as tips go?
So some of the tips I give is, first, you have to throw out fillers out there. As women, most women, if you come to us and you're like, hey, babe, I want to have a threesome, we like, with who? So I feel like
you already know this bitch.
Right, exactly. We asking questions already. We formulating. So I tell a lot of guys, like, throw a filler out there, watch a porn together first and be like, what do you think about this scene? And then say, you know what, babe, do you want to spice things up? What if we bring a woman in the bedroom? How do you feel about that?
Or a man.
Or a man, exactly. But I feel like the woman should always pick the person that you're going to bring in the bedroom because you want somebody that she is going to be comfortable with. And then you have to set boundaries. That's the number one thing that most people don't do. They just jump right into it. Please set boundaries, set rules, set guidelines, state, hey, this is what we can do. This is crossing the line. Because maybe you're open to having a threesome, but you don't want your man going down on her. So you need to set those boundaries beforehand, not during the middle of the threesome.
And also, I just want to say, we say this all the time, if you have too many boundaries, a threesome is not for you.
Exactly.
Because what we doing not giving oral? I'm not about to eat your pussy and you not eating mine. Bitch, get up and get out of the room.
Okay, if I need a whiteboard with instructions in the room.
We're not doing this. It's just not
if
your life.
Being jealous, like, girl.
Nobody has time for this. This is supposed to be a fun experience.
Okay, because
bust that thing open.
Period. I don't like that. And then, okay, I do feel you to a certain extent on the woman picking the other person. Usually that does go well. But sometimes you get a girl like me and it's like, I don't want to be having to search. I'm not texting my friends for hoe friends and asking.
You saw my text. I was like, where are the hoes? It's too much pressure. Can you just provide the bitch and make sure she, have her talk to a psychiatrist first, make sure she cool, not crazy, bring her in, let's do this thing.
Okay, so what you got to do is you got to fuck some hoes. Like, the man needs to be a hoe. And then he gonna have somebody and then you don't have to worry about it. But, I mean, that might not be good for your mental health, but, I mean,
I was you just say, trying to have gonna an work experience.
If you gonna have an experience, yeah. I mean, because so I told a story on our Patreon about a threesome that I had with this guy. So he is just a fuck buddy of mine. And I thought the same for them. That was my understanding. But I could kind of pick up she had a little bit more feelings than I did about the guy. So then it made things awkward. If y'all want to hear that full story, you need to go to patreon.com/cocktails and listen to one of the more recent episodes. But it's like, girl, you thought you wanted to do this, but you are a little too territorial. Maybe this really isn't for you.
Don't do it.
Just watch
out
of porn.
If you are jealous or territorial, do not do it.
Don't do it. And I get like the girl should pick too, but sometimes let's just be fair and let's both pick because I picked a girl at a sex club with one of my bays and he thought she was going to rob him. And he was like, why did you pick her? And I was like, and he
and
didn't want
to. She was musty too, wasn't she?
He said she was musty. I couldn't smell it. Wow. Like, it was, I was like, well, you pick her then.
Right,
like, you
right.
He wouldn't take his pants
off. Well, I think
off.
The woman should initially pick, and then the guy, because, you know, we have different tastes than men. Because sometimes men don't look at face, whereas I'm
mean,
more,
like, send
I like
me a picture.
Girls with pretty faces.
Yeah, I'll be like, okay, this is what I would like. I would like to put my order in. She should be between this height and this height.
Exactly.
Titties, ass, whatever I want, hair. Okay, what do you have?
Yeah, it's a compromise. Having a threesome is a compromise.
Confirm.
Compromise.
Okay, we're going to move on to weird sex. When we come back, we'll dive into our topics.
Okay, so let me tell y'all about this trifling man in the UK. He is fucking lying. Let me just start off by saying this. So a bomb squad was called to the hospital after this older gentleman went to the hospital and said he was cleaning out the garage and slipped and fell on a World War II mortar shell.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know he fucking lying. He was in the garage trying to stick that shit. It looks like an anal plug. Well, not even a plug. It just looks like a bullet.
I saw that.
It looks like a bullet. He put that shit up his ass and it got stuck. His booty said, whoop, and ate it up. Like,
isn't that big?
Yeah, it's big, but it was stuck up in there, and then he didn't know. Like, now, it's from World War II. That was nearly 100 years ago, sir. I don't think it's going to go off, but I would be scared to get my brains blown out, like, literally. So, anyway, they called the bomb squad. He said he just slipped and fell. Have you ever slipped and fell on a bullet that went up your ass when you were fully clothed? He is fucking lying.
And I slipped and fell, and my booty hole was just wide open.
Yeah, it was just ready for an old, rusty, giant wine bottle-sized bullet from a bomb to go up my ass, or whatever the fuck it is. Anyway, that's what he did, and he's lying. And y'all gotta come up with better lies when you find yourselves in these sex accidents.
Y'all, dude, just tell the truth. It's better if you just tell the truth.
Yeah, I was fucking around with this shit, and I got real horny, and there were no toys. My grandkids, I couldn't ask them to go get it. So I saw this thing. It was looking a little phallic, and I was just like, I've always wanted to do this.
And I did.
Cheryl died 10 years ago.
Not Cheryl died. Poor Cheryl.
Her name might have been Bridget.
Rest in peace, Cheryl. Dr. Canary, yes. You teach sex therapy. You're also a psychiatrist.
That
and
is
you
correct.
Work with murderers.
Yes, yes, I do.
I love how you tied that all together.
That is the coolest thing. I don't know, because that's just a part of life that we never really get to knowingly speak with murderers. I probably know a few, but like you work with calculated murderers.
Yes.
Like I wonder if I've ever murderers. Talked about some of your clients on weird sex.
I wonder too.
You probably have. They all
we
have
probably
very
need to talk
interesting
so you can give me
fetishes.
More interesting things.
Yeah, they all have interesting fetishes.
Like what?
Well, the thing is a lot of them, when they killing turns them on, because all of them are males, so they mostly kill females. And typically they're having sex with these women beforehand, not mm-hmm. when they're dead, but beforehand. So they're into things like one guy, he's into feces. So he likes for the women to defecate on him, with shit on him. And he's into that. Like, he gets off on it. And
they sit here and tell you this with a straight face.
Oh, yeah, straight face. I have to keep a straight face. I have to keep my composure.
How do you do that part?
Girl, it's hard. It's so hard because I'm really goofy. So I'd be thinking like jokes in my head. And I'd be like, Natalia, keep it together. You got to be professional.
Wow.
But they're very intelligent. They have very high IQs.
And they tell you the details of how they murder people.
They tell me the details. They tell me how usually they have orgasms after they do it. A lot of them, like, they've become bored with life. And so for them, killing has created that excitement. They get erections from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's sad, but it's also very interesting because I get to dive deep into the psyche of serial killers. So
do you prescribe medication to these people, or like what do you do to help them not feel this? Because it is a problem.
It is. It's definitely, and that's why they're in the psych ward. But mm-hmm. a lot of times the medication, even though it makes them into zombies, they're numb, it doesn't help with the feeling, the urge of wanting to want
so
to kill.
So it's like there's just no hope.
We're working on it. I work for a pharmaceutical company. We're trying to create a drug that actually eliminates that part. But yeah, right now there is no hope.
So when you're in a psych ward and not in prison, you have to stay in there forever, right? It's just like a prison, I'm thinking.
Yes,
like they don't get to one day
get out. It's like a psychiatric prison?
It's a psychiatric prison, yeah. Okay. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. They have been to court. They have been, pretty much the judge has decided this is where they need to be for mental health issues. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're not going anywhere. Besides jail would be next if they decide that they're mentally stable.
Would you say that a lot of the murderers that you speak with are narcissists?
So, you know what? That term is really overused nowadays. I feel like on social media, like, everyone's like, oh, my ex was a narcissist. Mm-hmm. Narcissistic personality disorder is kind of hard to diagnose because we all can be a little narcissist. And there's a thin line sometimes between having, like, being overly confident mm-hmm. and then being narcissistic. But the serial killers I work with, most of them I would say are narcissistic because they lack empathy. And that's the number one thing that a lot of narcissistic people lack. Mm-hmm. And they can't keep stable relationships because they're more about themselves than their partner. Mm-hmm. So if you think that you're dating a narcissist, one, they're going to lack empathy and they're going to gaslight a lot.
So lacking empathy, you mean like they do something to hurt your feelings, you tell them about it, and they're just like, okay, what?
Oh, well. Yeah. They're like, oh, well. Type of thing. It's all about them. That's one thing with narcissism. It's all about them. Mm-hmm. Anything pertaining to them, they want the confidence. They tend to, like, conversation hog conversations. So everything is about them and what can make them better and their ambition. So they tend to drain you in relationships because you're not going to feel like you're being filled in any way. You're only feeling them.
Do they need medicine? Like, is that a mental disorder?
It is. Narcissistic personality. It's in the DSM. It is. Now, how we treat it is just through therapy. Usually, we don't prescribe them medication because it starts from childhood. Usually, either their parent. Yeah, it starts from childhood.
So, we need to do like Summer Walker and blame his mom.
Yeah. Like she said, beat up the mama. Mm-hmm.
Fight or the granny. Because, you know, that's probably where they was at. Honestly,
yeah. Ladies be telling these niggas shit from when they kids. You need to stop if you have a son raising these little niggas.
Right. Yeah, it usually starts from childhood, unfortunately. Yeah. Wow. A parent that was really, really overbearing.
Oh.
So, yeah, usually they have mothers that are very, very overbearing, didn't let them have a lot of independence. That's what tends to happen. And they're raising their son how they would want their, like, a husband almost.
Oh, never mind.
So they're all about their son. They gloat on them.
This is so crazy. The dude that I was saying about, the last dude that I was dealing with, and at first it seemed like he was just perfect, and then Mario.
They're very charming. They're very charming.
They are. They learned that great shit. Yeah.
But then and even now when I like met his mom, I was like, this is weird. This is a weird situation. Like, she like praised everything he did. When you walk into their house, it was like a museum of
Mario.
He
was probably narcissistic. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He ended up writing a 6-page document and sent it to my mom, my sister, my brother, my best friend.
He needs medication, don't he?
And was saying
intensive
the things
therapy.
That I did wrong to him, which weren't really wrong. I didn't cook for him. I didn't pick him up from the airport.
Yeah, he's
I
narcissistic. Now, that is a good example of narcissistic.
I was like...
That's a good example.
That is a good example. Let me tell you about this man.
We got a whole session.
We got plenty of niggas. Okay, so this man got mad at me. Now, mind you, this is somebody I dated before at my lowest point, so I let a lot of shit slide. Okay. But then I woke up, and I got back to my happy
self.
Come
on, somebody.
And it was like, boy, fuck you. So he been trying to come back. Now, he wants me. I ain't say I wanted him none of that shit. Okay. What do you want from me? He's like, you are so selfish. You are so full of yourself now.
Because you got...
You're not...
You leveled up?
Because I wasn't accepting him half-stepping to me.
Right.
Okay, so you want to date me? How the fuck are you going to date me and you have a girlfriend? Get off my phone. One. Two, you're mad. He's like, well, you don't only date one person at a time. So what? You're in a relationship? I don't want you either. So don't expect me to make concessions. He was like, well, usually when I date women, it's not this hard. This is starting to feel like work. We're not dating.
Right.
And he said, you know, usually the woman, she just wants to do whatever because it's about spending time with me. I said, well, that's where you're confused. I never said I want to spend time with you. You do. Anyway, he goes on to tell me he's moving. And he was trying to get himself to ask for help. He told me his mama was going to come out here from out of state to clean his apartment and help him pack. This man is 40 years old.
Oh, that's sad.
And I said, does she like doing this? And he was like, yeah. And then as I was listening to these stories and just remembering things from years ago, it's like, you always have your mama there and she does everything for you.
You know, he's not a narcissist. He's a bum. He's a fuckboy.
He's the definition of a fuckboy.
He really feels like everybody should do things for him. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not, even in the past, because this ain't really recent, but even in the past, if I'm not there to support you, if I'm not encouraging you, if I'm not listening to your stories that I want to talk about me and what I got going on, it's a problem.
Yeah, he has low self-esteem too. Well,
so, Dr. Canary, you're a psychiatrist and you also have this other company, Mind, Body, Soul?
Mind, Body, Sex.
Mind, Body, Sex. Mm-hmm. And now, combining the two of that, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so what it is I combine my two passions, psychiatry and sex therapy. So I was a sex therapist first. I actually became a sex therapist at the age of, I was young, maybe like 23. I got my master's in sex therapy. And I didn't have time to
master's.
But I didn't know nothing about life. I didn't know nothing about sex. I wasn't even confident in myself. So back then, I was faking it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to medical school, and I was like, you know what? Shout out to my medical school. And then I was like, you know what? I want to combine my two passions because I realize in the Black community, not only do we lack sex education, we also lack mental health and mental awareness. It's like those are the two taboos. And especially if you grew up in the church or any sort of religion, it's like you wait till you get married to talk about sex.
Even talk about it then.
Exactly. But how do we have the skill set? Like, then it's like, oh, you can go full force with your husband, but I have no skill sets or no confidence in the bedroom. So that's what my company is based off of. I help women and men that have had sexual trauma, that have mental illness, sex education. I just want people to realize that you cannot have great sex unless your mental health is on point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I work with couples, individuals on.
And when you say your mental health is on point, what do you mean by that? Because, like, I've been having sex for a few years now. Pussy still tight, though. What's up? And I think I'm mentally healthy. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm sexually educated. Mm-hmm. But what do you mean by it? Like, where does your mental state need to be to have mind-blowing sex?
So,
and when should sex education start?
Oh, sex education should start at the age as soon as they're able to say yes and no. I talk to parents from the age of like 3, you want to talk about good touch, bad touch. Mm-hmm. That's a part of sex education because there are pedophiles in this world. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that our children are aware of that because they're being exposed even younger and younger. I have 11 and 12-year-olds that I counsel that are already giving fellatio. So
I'm not having kids.
Yes, in middle school. In middle school, yes. And their parents don't know about it. So they tell me, and then I'm speaking to the parent. I'm like, hey, because it's regulations, I can't, you know, HIPAA violation. I can't tell their parents unless they're, you know, trying to hurt themselves. So I tell their parents, I'm like, hey, are you speaking to them about anything sexual? And they're like, oh, no, they're not ready for that. I'm like, well,
do you know?
So how do you guide them to be like, yeah, bitch, she's sucking dick.
She's really good at it.
The whole football team.
I tell them, I'm like, listen, if they're watching MTV or VH1 or any TV show,
they're listening to Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion.
They're learning about sex from that. So I tell them, I said, hey, at 8, you should be age appropriate, should be talking to kids about sex. You should be. Mm-hmm. And once they get 12, girls get their menstrual in the black community at like 11, 12, some as young as 10.
I got mine at 9.
Yeah, so.
For real? I was 14. Yeah, and I remember because we were at a band concert. That was embarrassing.
I was so embarrassed.
Me too.
That shit hurt. And it's been hurting ever since. It has been 20 fucking years.
And it's still painful.
Well, 19, sorry.
I was so embarrassed. And my mom did talk to me about my period. She did let me know that it was going to be coming soon. I just, you know, you just don't want to hear your period.
Did it feel like what she explained it to be when you finally got it?
It did, but I still was like, I don't know. I just felt so embarrassed. I didn't want to tell anyone. My mom was downstairs talking to like my dad and my brother. So I took a razor and cut my ankle. I was weird. I probably need to talk to you. I took a razor and cut the bone on my ankle and made that bleed. And then I was like, Mom, I'm bleeding. And then she came and was like, wait, what? And I was like, there's blood coming out of my vagina. And I just cut my ankle for no reason. Like, it was...
you need to talk to somebody. That shit ain't right.
But you were embarrassed. It's okay.
And I didn't tell my mama culture, for a year.
A year?
I waited a couple weeks.
Well, I waited a whole damn year. I would be like, I don't feel good, but I needed all the fucking Motrin in the house because I
bought your tampons?
I took hers. I took her pads and her tampons. I would just go in her bathroom and take it because... I'm trying to remember. I don't think she really talked to me about it much. And I think me and my sister got our period. My sister got her period first. And she's younger than me. But it was just like, I was scared to say something because she made it seem like a different thing. Not so natural. And it was just like, well, I don't want to talk about it because you're going to make it awkward.
That's a part of
sex education.
And
you're making me scared to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I knew what it was from school, not really from home. Right. But she would say like, well, if this happens, you need to talk about it. But there was no real conversation. I wish that there was so I would have felt more comfortable and I wouldn't have had as bad cramps.
See, and that's what I help parents do. Have those uncomfortable conversations because now they've taken it out of the school. I think when we were in school, they had sex education.
And even still, when it was in school, you didn't learn a lot.
It was like the very basic segment.
Right.
But now, nothing. Most states really have taken it completely out.
We're at a time right now where they need it most.
Because
and you need to be raw with it.
Everyone's exposed to sex. Mm-hmm. I remember my little brother, he's 15 now. He was 8 at the time. He came to me. He was like, what's SEX? He had saw it, I think, in the bathroom. And I was like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah, they do like to write on the
walls. And he knew how to pronounce it. Yeah, so, I mean, parents, if you're listening, it's so important. Like, these kids, they're going to learn it from somewhere. For me, it was my parents, but I was reading Zane books in middle school. I was reading The Coldest Winter Ever.
Yeah, my mom had a book club, too, and they mostly read romance novels. So I would read some of them, but I think after she knew I had... a period. She had me read Fly Girl, The
that
Coldest
was my favorite.
Winter Ever.
Yes.
The books about the fast girl.
I wasn't reading.
Yep, that's what I was reading.
My mom used to make us sit down and watch these videos about sex. It was sex. It would be about good touch, bad touch.
That's good.
And then there were, I remember she made my brother watch one about like when you start having like wet dreams. We would all have to sit there and watch it together. And she would, it was like videos about sex and like how you're going to start growing pubic hair and when you have the urge and when you start your period, then you can have you could get pregnant. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have a baby and I'm nine. Like, but it was, even though my mom was very open about it and would talk about it, I still was like, you get that uncomfortable feeling, but the parents that are listening, fight through the uncomfortable feeling. Yes. Because like Dr. Canary said, the babies is out here fucking.
They yes. are. And I would be scared too, because my mom was also a parole officer most of her clients were sex offenders. So at a very young age, another reason why I knew about sex, not so much about periods and things, she would tell us these horror stories. So I was scared of that shit till I read Cosmo. And then I learned, oh, there's a pleasure aspect right. to this. Oh, huh.
Pleasure.
And you won't learn that in the church. You won't learn it from your parents. Yes. But the magazines is like,
but, okay. And I think parents should explore that though, because not only with pleasure, then it comes the emotions. Mm-hmm. And that's what my mom pinpointed on. She was like, listen, sex is going to feel good. Maybe not the first time, but she was like, after it gets done, she was like, the emotional aspect comes with it. And yep, she was like, you're not going to be able to handle those emotions at 16 years old. So just wait.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I still can't.
Somebody
should
have told me that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We're in our 30s, late 20s.
And I'm still playing. I'm lighting my little candles
and sitting in the tub, put my Beyonce on and cry.
And you're like, still he fucked emotional. Me good. I want it forever.
Right. Now, exactly. This next question that I want to ask you before we dive into G-spots, what are those emotions, and why does it hit men and women so differently? Can you answer that question?
Well, we have more estrogen. Oh, so yeah. Women do have a little bit of testosterone, but we have more estrogen than anything. And we're constantly, our hormones are constantly changing as we get older.
They sure are.
So, it's not fair.
It's not fair. It's not. But you know what? I've learned that as women, we can reframe our thinking and think more so with logic.
Okay.
I recommend that most women read The Laws of Human Nature. That's what it's called. The Laws of Human Nature. It's an amazing book, and it really teaches you about being rational in life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like as women, sometimes we can be so dramatic.
We're so dramatic.
And that's why it's important for us to have male friends. My male friends, they keep me being logical, because I can be dramatic as well. Even though I know, like, this is the rational thing to do, I still want to go slice some tires every now and then.
Because that other shit is boring.
It is. It's boring to be logical.
And then you sometimes since you want men to understand, let me tell you how much you hurt me. And if you don't want to listen now, I got to show you.
Exactly.
Because you really,
that's all you know.
You
but men are so good at like deading their feelings. Like, it's amazing to me how they're able to.
It's amazing.
To do
you look at men that leave their
kids.
Because
they're aliens.
It's like, wow. Only but you know gremlins.
What? Exactly. But that's one thing I feel like that makes us so special as women, is because we are so caring. Mm-hmm. Because if there weren't any women in the world,
the world would not go round.
It wouldn't.
Thank
it
you.
It really wouldn't.
It would be like that show, The Last Man on Earth, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are the most common sexual struggles that people come to you with?
Orgasms. That's the number one.
That's
women
too, girl.
Struggle with orgasms, and men, erectile dysfunction is huge now.
It sure is.
A lot of men, they're struggling with getting erections. The diet is a part of that. Drugs is a part of that.
You
alcohol.
Think it's too much tequila?
Or too much hookah? Which one? Combination?
Hookah's, I don't even hookah. It's kind of unhealthy for you. I'm not going to lie. Hookah's very
kind
unhealthy.
Of. It's just a package.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's very,
I was saying kind of to lighten the load, because I know in Atlanta we love the hookah.
I mean, we still going to do it, but you can tell us the
hookah,
truth.
You got to be careful with the marijuana as you get older. Marijuana has great purposes sometimes, but it helps with anxiety and depression and stuff like that. But it also can be a very depressant. It can be a depressant. So you have to be careful, because a lot of my clients that use marijuana, they're having issues with erectile dysfunction.
Wow. So be careful. The foods that you're eating, we're not eating as healthy as we used to. A lot of our foods have chemicals in it. So
like them fake ass chicken nuggets.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. So now more than ever, you have to be careful about what you're consuming in your body.
If you want your little pee-pee to get hard. Speaking of a little pee-pee, you have a little pee-pee over there.
I do have a little pee-pee that I brought.
And you have
Is it really little?
It's a little. Have you ever had a dick that small?
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
And I have. And I said, are you fucking kidding me? Why do you have the gold wrapper?
Wait, let me... Yeah,
that's the part that buy the right size condom. You got a little dick, but buy the right condom. The fuck, you know?
Exactly. Because actually, really, only 6% of American men need magnums. Only 6%.
They don't need them.
Wow. Only 6%. Yeah.
I saw this girl put a condom on her forearm, and that was a big bitch. Yeah. And it was a regular condom. So it's just like, boy, what the fuck? That's why the shit be slipping off me. I got these babies.
To speak for the men that aren't as well endowed, you really only need 3 inches to please a woman, though.
Yeah, because most
women's clit does not sit that far back.
Really?
Every woman is different. But yeah, a guy, if he has a 3-incher, he can hit those spots. Is that a 3-incher? This might be 4.
I'm a little skinny.
This is 4, but it doesn't have any girth to it.
At all.
I don't think that could please me.
You don't think it could please you?
Yeah, everyone's... Let me see.
Everyone.
That's like a finger. Like a little, well,
everyone's different.
Cannot reach a G. You can eat all this spot.
You'll be going ahead. But you know, it depends on the angles. But not all women like big penises. That's the thing. Not all women can handle them.
Now, can you show us with the woman parts?
Yes. So this is the woman part. I always like to have it.
That's going
to
fit.
Yeah. So this is the...
That's where the dick lays.
The vaginal canal. This is where the penis would come. So the G-spot is probably like right here. The G-spot is usually only about 2.5 to 3 inches back.
I didn't even know that. I thought it was like deep up in there.
No, it's not. So it's the A-spot. The A-spot is going to be up here.
That's
the one
spot
that the well-endowed men probably hitting. But the G-spot...
And when they fold you up like a taco, like our good sister said on the last episode, they can get to it.
That's the ones that have you sprung and like, why don't you love me?
What did you do to me?
They probably hit that A-spot. The A-spot, the orgasms are a lot more intense. Lot more intense. So if you had an intense orgasm, it's probably because they were hitting that A-spot.
So if they're hitting the A-spot and they come inside of you, does the nut...
You get pregnant with triplets. So be careful.
Does the nut, like, squirting out also, like... help the A spot? Like, does it pulse? What? Like, what does the A spot do?
No.
Does it come alive?
Come alive?
These spots that we're talking about, is it like something that a doctor could, like, can you hold it?
Not really hold it, but I can touch it. So, like,
or are they just areas? That's what I'm saying. Is it like a you know how like our clit is like a clit? I know my clit, you can touch
right.
it.
Mm.
Can you?
So the G spot is like the size of a walnut. The A spot is maybe a little bit bigger.
Okay.
So with the G spot, if he takes one finger, usually you want to use your pointer finger, mm-hmm. but if some women like 2, depending on what you like, you can do 2, and you want to do like a cummy motion to hit that G spot for the fellas. Now with the A spot, it's kind of hard to hit with your fingers. You need to hit it with your penis because it's about 2 inches higher than the G spot, and then you want to do like a windshield wipe motion.
I ain't never had a nigga go like this, Kiki.
Because men just
I
do have. Like the
you
up
had
and
a nigga
down.
Go like this?
I'm telling
and
you,
I'm
fellas, the cum here
that's
and the windshield. The windshield motion,
fellas.
Are
they be trying to swirl it around? We gonna hit the G and the A.
Yes.
And that's, I love
going
having
back
sex
to
with,
Georgia.
I love having sex with a confident ass person. And I say person because I mean women and men. When you're confident to just try some weird shit like a windshield wiper or you do
sex
start.
Sex is supposed to be fun.
It's supposed to be fun.
You're
I love
to
when like they're not like, I don't want to just. I remember I had a nigga just turn. Remember I told you he turned around on me. Like his booty hole was like facing me, but his dick was still inside of me. And that nigga was like, it looked like he was doing like a Jamaican tribal dance in my pussy. And he was really like, and it felt so fucking good. But a lot of people won't try new things. They're like, I'm going to look weird. If you don't do this fucking tribal dance in this pussy.
And that's why I tell you, it's supposed to be fun.
Sex is supposed to be fun.
Yeah, like, you're supposed to try new things. And women, too, because women get real coy on sex.
They get real coy.
They don't
want to
show
their, they
don't
want to
show, they don't want to show their skills. But then they'll come to me and be like, man, I want to, like, bust it wide open. I want to do this for my man. But I'm scared that he's going to think that, like, I'm a hoe or something. But you're supposed to be a hoe with your man. Like,
what? What age are you from, ma'am?
Maybe that's why.
It wasn't her man, so she was hoping it would be, and she was a little nervous.
You know every Cardi B lyric,
exactly.
Bitch, you is.
No, but really quickly, fellas, if you are trying to hit the A spot, which is 2 inches from the G spot, rear missionary and anal penetration, and doggy style are the best ways to do that.
Doggy style for the win, okay?
Yes. I love it. I don't know what you're
tapping me. Medina over here tapping me anal. You hear that? You ever heard it, bitch? And I said no.
Are those the only two spots, the G spot and the A spot?
No, she said real missionary. No,
there's a couple more spots, but those two are the main ones that most guys will be able to hit and find. I think everything else they're going to have some trouble.
I had this guy. I was kind of in a missionary position, but he had kind of picked. I don't know how he did this shit now that I'm thinking about it. But he kind of turned me on the side. His dick had a little bit of a curve, so it kind of went this way, and I'm turned this way kind of, and my ass is like lifted up. But we're still kind of forward facing. And he was able to get in there with some little swerving motion. I don't know what he did. That's why we call him Voodoo Dick, because I don't know what the spell was, but he hit it.
Jesus, the spell spot.
I love it.
Now, Dr. Canary, before we move on to Indecisive Diane and advice, I wanted to ask you, because so often people, you know, walk that walk. I mean, they'd be talking,
but they don't walk.
Now, you have all of these great techniques, all this information. Do you apply this to your sex life? Like, do you have a good sex life, or are people going to hear this and be like, that bitch can't fuck?
You know what? Y'all, the first podcast, I'm going to say this, because I usually don't talk about my personal life. I keep it very private.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I apply everything that I learn.
Oh, so you've been there getting me. Life. Snatching absolutely. Wigs off. You got the Cleo braids.
My thing is about having fun. I just like having fun. Everybody's different. Everybody likes something different. But when it comes to sex, like, the boring sex is when you don't choose to have fun. And when you don't communicate with your partner and ask them, what do you like? What are you into? Why are people so scared of that? Mm-hmm. Like, communicate and then comprehend.
I feel you on that.
It's amazing.
Communicate and then comprehend.
Yes. That's important. Amen. That's so important.
Well, on that note, you guys, we have to move on to Indecisive Diane. And when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Canary help us answer some advice and then share some cocktails.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Diane, and 'tis the season to be horny. I mean jolly. So listen, it's still holiday season. If you live in Atlanta, Georgia, look up the different shows they have coming to the Fox Theater. There's a lot of them that's a super cute, different type of date night. Even if you don't like musicals, try something new, honey. It might spice up your life. Bye.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it is time for the advice. Remember, if you would like to ask us a question, just email us, askcocktails@gmail.com.
I don't never have allergies, and I feel like you gave your allergies to me.
That's not how that works, but okay. Not how it works at all.
Okay. This title is I Don't Give Head. Please keep this anonymous. We always keep y'all anonymous. Oh, but girl, I don't give head.
I don't like this.
I don't either. I love your show. I've been binging it almost daily. I met this man last year over IG. He's 42. I'm 32. He pursued me and found his way in because we both have little boys. We messaged back and forth for a couple of months before we finally decided to go on our first date. I had not been actively dating for the last 4 years simply because I wanted to just focus on myself and my son. But I just decided to put myself out there. He seemed like a really good guy and is a great father. Such a turn on. Anyway, we went out to a nice dinner. I was pretty nervous, so I started drinking to calm my nerves and feel more at ease. Dinner was great. We then went to the other side of the restaurant to the bar since they had a DJ and a bar. The night flew by. We were having so much fun. We went back to this place. Is this an advice question? Went back to his place, and I honestly cannot remember how much after getting there, but I do know we ended up fucking all night. He ate my pussy, but I do not remember giving him head. I wouldn't be surprised if I did, though. We woke up the next day and fucked again. While we cuddled, he mentioned that he knows he really likes me because he ate my pussy. He does not eat pussy, ever, but he said I smelled good. He's 42? I said, what do you mean you don't eat pussy? He said, I just don't. I let it go. The next couple of days, we kept in touch, and it came back up that he doesn't eat pussy. I asked why. I genuinely wanted to know. He said, well, you didn't give me head. Do you not give head? I mean, I do. I guess I just didn't that night. But if I like you, I don't mind doing it at all. But now that he's turning it around on me, I kind of don't want to. Ladies, am I wrong? Anyway, we went out a few more times, and then out of nowhere, he stopped contacting me. He pursued me, so I wasn't going to chase after him. A few months passed by, my son's father and I decided to give the relationship a try. Long story even longer. It's not working. That's another story for another day. Enters Mr. I Don't Eat Pussy again. He contacted me asking me what had happened and why we stopped communicating. I'm like, sir, you didn't reach back out. You just disappeared on me. He said life had just got hectic for a bit. Not a good enough reason, but whatever. I let him know I was currently with my son's father, but it wasn't working out. We are working on dissolving the relationship while still maintaining a healthy co-parenting relationship. I am not ready to start dating again, obviously. But I did not like Mr. I Don't Like to Eat Pussy, except for the fact that he does not eat pussy. I don't know what you mean. He's actively pursuing me again, so maybe I can give him a try, ? But is that a deal breaker? Is it for me? It is for me, but I don't want to miss out on a good man for a silly reason. What do you ladies think? Sent from my iPhone. Again, when I said last episode, women are always confused and never turned off. She should be turned off by this. But
girl, you asking if it's a deal breaker. Can't nobody up here answer if it's a deal breaker. Is it a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, that's
and
what I was going to
like
say.
And it sounds like it is.
It is. Okay, there's a couple of things there if I'm going to break it down. So one, it sounds like they have some communication issues because he did eat you out. So he does eat pussy. So what you guys really need to have a conversation about is your sexual expectations. So that's one. And then two, him just dropping off the face of the earth, that would be an issue for me and a deal breaker for me. But if it's not for you, and it sounds like you really need to set concrete boundaries and standards for yourself because it doesn't seem like they're there. If it's not an issue for you, you still need to bring up, hey, what happened? Why did you drop off the face of the earth? You were pursuing me. You hit it. And it sounds like he quit it. So I think that that needs to have a conversation. And then as far as him bringing up that, it seemed like he ran when she said she don't give head. That's what it seemed like to me. So it just sounds like they just need to have an adult conversation. Like they're 42 and 32.
Why
so just state what you like, say what you're going to do and either decide to be together or don't be together.
Girl, fuck him. All right. Next one. This one says advice, please. This one is a little bit more serious. Okay. When I was 16, I got pregnant and immediately knew that I didn't want the baby and I wanted to get an abortion. I told my mom, and her and my aunt came up with the idea that she, my aunt, would raise the baby as her own child. I was homeschooled from the time I started showing until a couple of weeks after the baby was born and then went back to school like nothing happened. Fast forward 8 years. I've graduated from college, have a well-paying job, and I'm doing well for myself. I'm not rich or anything, but I have a nice apartment, buying a house in 2 months. I go on trips at least twice a year and can afford the nice things that I want. So here's the problem. We had a family gathering over the weekend, and it came up that basically my aunt thinks that I should be giving her money to support my child. I love my little cousin, but I look at her as just that, my cousin. I feel like since my aunt decided to be a mother and adopt her, it should be her responsibilities. Not to sound selfish, but I didn't want her for a reason. If I was going to have to give up my lifestyle for her, then I could have kept her and been a mother. What y'all think? What should I do? Should I be giving her money monthly to help her? Is this my responsibility still? Ooh, well, I'll never get no questions like this.
Yeah, that is complicated. That is deep.
I think that the right thing to do would be to contribute. You don't have to. And you put this out. You laid it out well.
Very nicely.
You did. And I understand. I don't understand because I've never been in this situation. But I hear you. And you're like, I did this for a reason. But I also think that if your aunt needs help, it's also just like if somebody just needed help with something, like would you help them? And I think that maybe you guys can come to some sort of agreement and whatever you're comfortable with. I think that the right thing to do would be to help. But again, you don't have to. She's not technically your
child. I disagree,
child.
And maybe I don't have a popular opinion, but I think that you told them what you wanted to do, and they made a decision. Had this person not been in your family, they probably wouldn't have access to you to even insinuate that you should be helping in some way. She adopted this child, she wanted this child, and you made it clear that you didn't. It's unfortunate for the kid if they're in a position where they need some help. It didn't sound like that, but it just sounds like she wants some help. Like maybe, okay, your life actually turned out all right.
I want a little bit of help and I thought I could do this on my own, or maybe I wanted to, and maybe I'm doing just fine, but I want some extra. I don't think that you should feel obligated to help. And I wish that you weren't in this predicament, because this is a very sticky situation, but I don't think that you should feel obligated to.
What do you think, Dr. Canary?
So what I will say, it's definitely, that's a different situation. I've actually never heard that situation before. But the thing is when you were 16, you made the decision that you did not want the child. And everyone agreed, hey, she doesn't want the child, so we will take the child. Because she would have had an abortion at the end of the day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She could have done it by herself.
Exactly. That's what she decided. So with your aunt taking that responsibility, hey, I'm going to take this child, I'm taking it as my own, you have already decided that that is your cousin. So if you decide to give money, then that is out the goodness of your heart. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you honestly don't have an obligation, because it is not your child. You've signed over legal rights. Whatever state you're in, you usually have to sign over legal rights. Mm-hmm. So that your aunt is her guardian. So if you decide to do it, and it sounds like you're very mature, because at 16 to make, that's a huge decision to make at 16. And she's stuck with it. Yeah, so I feel like the aunt, if she's having financial issues, you know, she might need to find other means to
maybe tell her to go to her church.
But then I also wonder,
the churches will help.
The churches will help, but also I wonder if a friend or like a family member was, again, you're not obligated, that you signed over your rights and you don't have to, but if you would help someone financially, like a friend who asked you to borrow money or a family member, would you give it to them? Like, if she is struggling,
that's the thing, is she struggling? Because she didn't put if she was struggling or not. She made it more so sound like, hey,
I'm living good. You want child support now.
Yeah, just
because it wasn't a one off. She wants her to help going forward. I wouldn't help a family member monthly, forever, indefinitely. Like, if you need some help, I will absolutely help you, but it needs to be isolated, and we're going to come up with a plan, because this, you're not about to be my child.
But I also think about that child in that sense, because that's, it's like, I'm how is she going to feel growing up? Eventually, she's going to find out. Oh, so there needs to be therapy involved in this
as
well.
There definitely needs to be some therapy.
Because eventually, she is going to tell her.
Somebody's going to say something. We all know those family secrets that weren't supposed to get out. And then you get grown, and you're like, I do look like Aunt Stacy.
Right.
Yeah, I have a friend, and she, not the money part, but just like with being adopted into the family and finding out later. And it can be tough.
Yeah, it can definitely be tough.
I think about the child. I hope you figure it out, sis.
Let us know what you decide, girl.
Yeah. Maybe you could start a college fund and just give it to her when she's going to college. I don't know.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
That would be sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I hope eventually you guys go to therapy about it, because she's going to need it. Yeah. And I think that she should find out when she's a teenager and not when she's like in college.
Those in the family adoptions. Yeah,
those conversations have to happen earlier than later.
And then it's like, even at my big old age, if I decided I was going to have a baby and give it away, I don't think I could give it to a family member.
I think when you do something like that, it should be very far, because things like this happen.
Yeah, and then it's like, it's just so much to it. Yeah.
Right, because she's going to see her as big cousin. She probably loves her lifestyle. And she'll be like, well, hold on, bitch.
You was going to Cabo every year, and I couldn't even go to Disney World.
Exactly.
The child, when she finds out, it's going to be hard. It is. It's going to be hard. Mentally, it is going to be hard. Draining, and she's going to need some help. Well, on a lighter note, we are moving on to the cocktails. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. I will read one, and then Dr. Canary, we hope you have something juicy to share. Okay, this one says, the secrets I'll never tell. Ooh. Hey, ladies. So 2 years ago, I went on this trip to Miami with a few of my girlfriends and this group of guys. Sexual tension was floating in the air all week, and I was ready to get dicked the fuck down. I'm going to add that at that point in my life, I was 22, extremely depressed, and just wanted to live on the wild side so I could feel good about myself. Not an excuse, but my actual state of mind at the time. I think most of us are in that state of mind when we're going through a hoe phase. So, like I mentioned, before the sexual tension was on 10, niggas was flirting with bitches. Bitches was flirting with bitches. And I was the little creep depressed. Horny and ready for whatever. One night when we came back from the club, my friend and I were getting ready to go to sleep when the guy she was talking to walked in the bathroom and started to fill up on both of us. I was so nervous because I never had a threesome before. I was a bit uncomfortable, but my friend's unofficial dude had been eyeing me all night, and my friend herself was talking kind of nasty all day, hinting that she's down to fuck one of us, the girls, on the trip. Somehow, we all ended up in the shower and everything seemed fine. She was sucking his dick and he was kissing on me and sucking my titties. I wasn't trying to do much because I knew my friend liked this guy, so I did try to make myself small. One thing led to another. He was fucking her for a bit, then started fucking me. Next thing I know, she's running out of the bathroom crying, and I'm running after her. Jesus. That's how that almost threesome ended. The whole drama situation got handled, then tried to go to bed. It's 4 a.m. I'm trying to fall asleep, but I'm wide awake, horny as fuck. The guy before has started something he couldn't finish, giving me just about 3 strokes before my friend ran out crying. I remembered that his friend was into me and he had been flirting. So I tipped my ass to the couch. I tiptoed my ass to the couch where he fell asleep, grabbed his hand and brought him to my room. Y'all, poor guy was drunk, half asleep, and couldn't get it up. But his dick was so girthy and big, I needed it. But it turned out to be a fail as I literally dragged him out of his drunk sleep, and he apologized and told me to wait until tomorrow, our last day. Tomorrow comes, and we're having a blast. Everyone was drunk before 5 p.m., and somehow I find myself in the bathroom having sex with the cousin of the sleepy guy by the end of the night. I walked out the room.
Wow. That's a lot going on.
Michelle, I am getting my nut by any means necessary.
Bro, it's like when your toy dies and you walking around butt naked with your Winnie the Pooh shirt on trying to find a charged one. I walked out of the bathroom and the sleepy dude gave me the saltiest look and I just knew I was going to get talked about. Learned a couple things on that trip. I should have waited for the sleepy dude because his dick was bigger than his cousin's. Till this day, I ain't never seen a thing that big. 2, no threesomes with friends. I sincerely was going based on the vibes and things got so real so quick and I felt so bad. And 3, I should have loved myself more. Y'all...
I just hope she used protection.
She's going through a lot. Y'all, I'm a freak, but I'm not even like that. Depression had me doing some weird things.
Girl, do not blame it on depression.
you feel me? 2 years later, I feel like these niggas still talking about me. I love you, ladies. Please don't roast me. Sincerely doing better now. P.S. I'm attaching this picture so y'all know I wasn't booty. So y'all know I wasn't booty looking. Booty looking or desperate, just stupid. Sometimes I feel like people just put booty in there, so I say booty like how I say booty. She attached a picture in the email. She is cute. Uh-huh. It's okay, girl, but don't blame that on depression.
Don't blame it on depression.
We just make bad decisions. What we said. I feel you. They don't feel you. I feel
don't
you.
Don't blame it on depression.
They are still talking about you.
Just say you wanted to have a wild time, honey.
If it makes you feel any better, we all have some moments where somebody's still talking about us. I know I got a few home moments where they like.
I got a lot. And they probably be trying to listen every week to find it on the episode.
I would never talk about you and give you the pleasure, bitch. No, I'm just playing. I probably did.
I would. Okay. Do you have a cocktail?
Oh, gosh. It's definitely not as juicy as that.
There's different levels of juice.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the cocktail is just a wild dating story, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good wild or bad wild, don't matter.
Mine's a little on the bad side, but okay. we're gonna travel back into time. So when I was a medical student, we have to do these clinical rotations, right, where we go through different hospitals for X amount of time. So there was a gentleman that I met at the hospital. Now, I thought he was just a patient. He had came into the ER. He was fine. When I say fine, y'all, I mean, he was like 6'3". He was dark skinned. He was scrumptious. I could already tell through his clothes. He had a six pack. I mean, he was like God's gift to women. He was African too. I think he was like Nigerian or something. So anyway, I saw him at the hospital. He was asking for like directions. And I was working at the psych ward at the time. That was my rotation. So I was down, I think, in the ER doing something I had no business doing. And so we stopped, we chatted, we exchanged numbers. Mm-hmm. So we're texting back and forth. The weeks go on. We start hanging out. And we're just having a really good time. We're working out together. He likes to cook. I like to eat. It was like a match made in heaven.
Amen.
Because I don't like to cook, but he liked to cook and I like to eat. So it was like perfect.
Yeah.
So as time goes on, I notice a bit of a shift in his behavior.
Oh, Lord.
And so.
That nigga mentally ill.
He was. Y'all, he was there at the he wasn't at the ER. He was actually getting ready to be admitted in the psych ward. He was schizophrenic. I had just gotten to my shift. I missed him. Didn't see that he was getting ready to be admitted. Y'all, I was about to date a whole schizophrenic patient and didn't even know about it. I found out, not through him, but by looking through the files and found his name.
So y'all were going through this and he knew you thought he was a doctor.
We were dating actually for a couple of months. He didn't tell me though, but it was his behavior. And I was like, hold up, I'm noticing a couple of signs here.
Like what?
Like, one, he would just like go ghost for a couple of days and be like, oh, I was dealing with some depression. But it was always a reason why he was dealing with the depression. Mm-hmm. But then I noticed like a couple times I caught him like speaking to himself, talking to himself, but in third person. Not like, you know how sometimes you're like, girl, get your stuff together.
This is a Lifetime
but
movie.
It was, girl.
And it's then like, I was Kiki, like, what this the fuck is... you doing, bitch?
But get I was shit only together. Like a third year, so I was still learning. You know, I was still, I might have been a second year actually, but I was still learning. And so how I found out was, I was at work one day and he texted me. He was like, oh, I'm getting ready to come up to the hospital. And I was like, oh, you know, I'll come down and see you. Exactly. Thinking he's bringing me lunch. And he was like, oh, no, don't come down. He was like, don't come to the psych ward or whatever. And I was like, wait, why is he telling me
where I work?
I was like, exactly. I went in the files and looked, and sure enough, his name was in there. He was a patient of the hospital. So I was dating a patient.
Did you just dead things?
I blocked him. Just never, I didn't even explain anything. I just never saw him again.
He was like, another one bites the dust.
Yep.
It's hard like, to date me.
Why you do that? He was like, why you do that? Wow.
So I almost fell in love with a patient.
Wow, that's actually scary. You probably wouldn't be sitting here today.
Right?
So what happened to Dr. Canary? Dr. Canary, before we close things out, do you have anything you want to plug? How can our listeners find you if you want to be found? Let them know.
Absolutely. So you guys can find me on my personal page at Dr. Canary, dr.canary, spelled like the bird, C-A-N-A-R-Y. If you want to learn more about sex education, mental health awareness, you can follow my business page where I give great sex tips. We talk about the stigmas in mental health at mind.body.sex. And also, if you are interested in products, I have Dr. MBS. I sell organic lube. It is great for the vag. It will keep your pH balanced and you're not worried about all those chemicals. And then I have, I'm sponsored by Vush. You can go on Vush.com and use my code POPCANARY if you are into vibrators that will hit the G and the A spot. This one won't hit the A spot. I'm sorry. It'll just hit the G spot. But they have some bigger vibrators on there that will hit the A spot.
Come on, girl. Y'all, if y'all want to follow Dr. Canary, keep up with her. Make sure you do. You guys follow the Cocktails page at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And I'm at Kiki Said So. And until next week, you guys. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Wait on the track. Wait on the track.